say that your prez just can't do his job, holding campaign rallies to incite the mob. Every day double dealing in deceit. We know he's impaired like a spoiled tot, and it looks like he'll never ever be caught. And he's sending big decisions in vengeful tweets. So get the VP and the senior staff, take a simple vote, you'll need more than half. That is all it takes to agree. A letter goes to Congress and the deal is done. No need for riots, no need for guns. And the acting prez is who was the VP. The 25th Amendment, saved by the 25th Amendment. If the prez is a loony and can't discharge his duties and totally unrepentant, use the 25th Amendment. After that, the process is a funny skit, 'cause the prez can simply tweet that he is fit. And just like that, he's back on top. But then the senior staff and the VP have 4 days to file another plea. Next Congress gets to vote where this all stops. The 25th Amendment, saved by the 25th Amendment. If the prez is a loony and can't discharge his duties and totally unrepentant, use the 25th Amendment. Be careful if you think this is the saving grace. Your patriotic hopes might be misplaced. Take time to ponder before you commence. Ditching one guy begets another. The one who'll only dine with mother. Yes, what we'd have to fear is President Pence. The 25th Amendment, saved by the 25th Amendment. If the prez is a loony and can't discharge his duties and totally unrepentant,
use the 25th Amendment.
The 25th Amendment, saved by the 25th Amendment. If the prez is a loony and can't discharge his duties and totally unrepentant, use the 25th Amendment. Use the 25th Amendment. Use the 25th Amendment.